Are you all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brew House Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our efforts to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Can we count on you?
Oh, yeah. Turn up on that bed now.
Fellas.
Turn it up.
The frog's watertight.
Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in.
Watertight, one on top. Yes, we believe it is.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the Prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No Victor Kretz allowed, because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. We are talking about the open cabinet meeting that President Trump held today. We'll have more from that meeting just later on. Also, the feds are investigating the $24 billion that have been spent on homelessness here in California, only to have homelessness get worse. Also, an official with Meta, Facebook, admitted on an undercover video that the H-1B visa program was a scam just designed to fire higher-priced American workers and hire cheaper foreign workers. All of this and more. Now, I've been online looking around to find out, has anybody written about the lack of the president's picture at the VA? And I couldn't find anything. I did find something dated March 16, 2017, shortly after he was elected the first time. And here's what it says. This is from the VA News. In the last few weeks, and especially in the last few days, there's been a number of inquiries from the public, media, and members of Congress as to the lack of photos of the president. By direction of the secretary, VA facilities have been instructed to temporarily display an image from the White House website until an official portrait of President Trump is released. All VA facilities have been directed to download and print photos of the president, and every facility is expected to have them appropriately displayed immediately. The president's photo, while not his official portrait, is currently used by the White House on its website and social media platforms. Once VA receives the official photo of President Trump, facilities will replace the temporary version. So that's what happened in March of 2017. It is now April into his second term, and there's no photograph, according to a lot of people who've gone to their local VAs, of the president, nor have they put a temporary one up there. And I'm wondering, what about the one that you had back in his first term? Did you throw that out? Vicky is in Columbia, Virginia. Vicky, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for taking my call, Larry. I just wanted to make a comment on that discussion, because you had said that it had been 100 days since President Trump's been in office and still no picture. What a disgrace. And actually, say this go-round, it's really been 5 months mm-hmm. because we all knew he became our president, thank God, back in November. So somebody should have jumped on the photo wagon way back in November.
And Vicki, what happened to the photos from the first time? Did they throw them away?
Yeah, when you just said that, that really struck a bell with me. I guess they did.
Yes,
sir.
They said, well, we'll never have to see this guy again because no one thought he was going to get reelected.
Weren't they hoping?
Vicki, thank you for the call. So there is a Democrat fundraiser. Her name is Lindy Lee, L-I, and raised a lot of money over the years for Democrats, became disgusted with the Biden administration for the deception about his cognitive ability. She goes on Dave Rubin and talks about, among other things, who is really running the White House, number 26.
Were you hearing, you kind of implied this before, but were you hearing grumblings about how it was going to go down or when it was going to go down? Or were there different factions in the White House that, you know, there was, it sort of seemed like, okay, maybe Joe didn't know exactly what to do or wasn't aware, but Jill kind of wanted him to stay versus some of the people that just wanted him to just get into the office of the presidency so then he could step down because people kind of thought Kamala was no good. Like, what level or what did you see in all of that?
Dave, you're right over target. I will adjust what you said, though. Jill didn't kind of want him to stay. Jill desperately wanted him to stay. And please bear in mind that during this time, Biden had COVID. And Hunter was basically sitting in on White House meetings, high-level meetings that require security clearances. This guy is a, honestly, I'm not even entirely sure if he's a recovering drug addict.
They did find cocaine at the White House in an area that he was one of the few people that was in. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's undeniable that he peddled his influence to enrich himself and the big guy, quote unquote. So this is a guy sitting in the Oval Office, listening in on top-level White House meetings. Throughout this time, throughout the month of July, and I know because my friends are senior aides, and, you know, to like Steve Buscetti and Nina Dunn. So Biden was like incapacitated this entire time because he was really sick. And remember that a few days before, Trump suffered the assassination attempt. So people were freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
They rightly thought that the election was over. How do you beat a guy like that? And the way that he handled that with such self-possession, I would have been freaking out. I would have been hysterical.
Yeah. It was incredible watching him, that moment of composure and everything else. Yeah.
Right. I mentioned that because Democrats were in complete disarray, would be putting it mildly. And this is the thing that people don't understand, or they don't even know, and it hasn't been reported. There was no money coming in. Other than the monthly recurring AFBlue donations that they trick you into giving, obviously, but this is not an exaggeration. There was no money coming in after the debate. Like, I mean, zero.
Right.
There were staffers who I would just be, like, shooting on the sofa because they had nothing to do. And we would just be commiserating because everybody lost faith. So Biden kind of markets his decision as an act of patriotism. It wasn't. There was no money coming in. So there was no way he would have continued. There's just no way.
Do you have, putting the money part aside, and everyone knows he was having huge fundraisers with George Clooney and Obama not too long before the debate. But putting the money part aside, do you have any insider info as to what the day or two before he stepped down was like? I mean, we keep hearing that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, you know, basically got him behind closed doors. There's that other story about how they would hide him from people that were trying to get in. Mike Johnson told Barry Weiss that story about how for months they kept delaying meetings and it was just sort of becoming obvious. But do you have any insider stuff on those few days before?
Yeah.
Like, what was it like when they finally got him to do that, if Jill was really pushing him to keep going?
Yeah, and I want to say, I first hinted at this on the Sean Ryan show, and then suddenly that new book that's coming out, Fight, I hate mm-hmm. even mentioning it. I don't want to give them free advertising. But they were repeating something that I already said 2 months ago, like it's some new intel. I will expand on that. The role of Congressman James Clyburn has been seriously underestimated in the public sphere. He played such a huge role in so many instances of Biden's recent life, starting with his 2020 campaign. If it hadn't been James Clyburn, there would have been no Biden presidency. I want to be extremely clear about that. Because he came in fifth in New Hampshire. He was done. And he bombed in Iowa, too. Dave, do you remember this?
Yeah. Well, yeah. They were basically trying to push him out and bring Mike Bloomberg in, and then that thing blew up.
Exactly. How many delegates did he win?
Right.
But anyway, so James Clyburn saved his butt by endorsing him and allowing him to win the South Carolina primary. If it hadn't been his intervention, Biden would have been done. And that was the point at which Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, and everyone, Theodore O'Rourke, or rally around him. That was Clyburn. Clyburn is also the person that made him appoint Ketanji Brown Jackson. The woman who can't say who a woman is? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Right.
Hired because she, or nominated because she was a woman, just doesn't know what a woman is.
Exactly. And let's just be very clear. All these people are DEI candidates. Oh, and I forgot to mention that Kamala Harris is picked also largely because of James Clyburn. And James Clyburn, the reason why I'm bringing it up now is that Biden's original intention, was to not endorse Kamala that day at all. Mm-hmm. And he would just roll it out at his own leisurely pace. He wanted this stage to himself to basically make a victory lap and, you know, luxuriate in all the love and admiration that he thought he deserved.
When we come back, she says who was really running the government during the Biden administration. She is a fundraiser for the Democrats, has raised money for them for years. She's now done a 180 on the party. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free too, with their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't simply mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor 3-week quick start today. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
The following is a paid advertisement by Family Vacation Getaways with the purpose of soliciting sales of vacation ownership. For complete details, please visit FVGRadio.com. If you want a 100% complimentary stay at a luxury resort in Cancun, airfare not included, then Family Vacation Getaways is your ticket to paradise. See website for complete details. We're giving away 5 days and 4 nights to the first 50 callers who can name an animal that lays eggs and is not a bird. An animal that lays eggs and is not a bird. Do you know it? Call now, 800-208-0414. 800-208-0414. You're also eligible for an exciting bonus vacation to Orlando, Florida for just $498. And don't worry about anything ruining your plans. We can extend your travel up to 18 months. Name an animal that lays eggs and is not a bird, and you get a complimentary Cancun resort stay and an optional bonus vacation to Orlando for just $498. What are you waiting for? Call 800-208-0414, 800-208-0414, and give us your answer. The proceeding is not a contest and is a paid advertisement by Family Vacation Getaways and not sponsored by this program or its affiliates.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. As I mentioned, the DOJ has launched an investigation into the $24 billion that California has spent to fight homelessness, even as the problem has gotten even worse. And we're going to get back to Lindy Lee, the Democrat fundraiser, who spills the beans on who was really running the country during the Biden administration. But first, my guest is a wealth architect with a consistent track record of reducing his clients' tax liabilities through constant planning and coaching. He's a sponsor of off-market real estate, asset-backed lending, and currency trading investments, and he's an expert at helping individuals accelerate how they grow their wealth by focusing on controlling the cost of taxation and improving investment performance. The website is axiomwealth.com. He is the founder and CEO. Please welcome back to the program Charlie Dombeck. Charlie, how are you?
I'm doing great. Great to be here, Larry. Lots to talk about.
Charlie, are you getting whiplash from the first few days of the Trump administration on taxes, on tariffs?
We really are. I mean, we saw some bias in the marketplace about 8 weeks ago relative to pressure on equity investments, and we began reallocating client capital out of equity-based investments into these alternative strategies that really focus on performance when we have high volume in the marketplace, as well as high volatility. And there's certain strategies that perform exceptionally well when we have volatility in the S&P 500 and these major indexes. And so we've had to reallocate capital given the environment that we're in today. And I tell people, look, if you put all your eggs in one basket, which are stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and ETFs, at best you're going to grow your wealth at a moderate pace over a career of work, maybe at 6 to 8, maybe 9 to 10%. Which is relatively slow growth. Having simply counted people's wealth for 30 years, I realized that when my clients put money in passive investment real estate and alternative investments, oftentimes those investments performed really well in periods when there were market corrections. So there was this counter-correlated performance that tended to overall boost investment performance, allow my clients to accelerate the way they grow their wealth. And about a decade ago, I've been searching out those alternative investments and those real estate investments that really would be providing the X factor in my clients' financial lives. I also realized that taxation carves out an immense amount of capital, and certainly it requires clients to work very long in their career, sometimes beyond normal retirement age, to be able to accumulate enough capital to sustain themselves for the rest of their life. So as a wealth architect, what we do is focus on carving out savings on the income tax savings on the income tax side, using those savings to purposely invest them in ways outside of the traditional financial markets where we have the opportunity to earn outsized returns and ultimately boost cash flow during those years when you're not working, you don't own your business, or you've retired from the profession that you practice in over say, a 30-year career of work. And this environment that we're in today, I tell people that if you think that we're going to be in an environment where there's low volatility, where we are not going to have geopolitical events, we're not going to have financial turmoil, then the financial markets will do well. But look at what's happened in the last week. We've had a lot of threats on the tariff side, which has created immense volatility in the financial markets, both up and down over a handful of days. And I think that is what is in store for us in the immediate future. And I think there's an immense amount of pressure on the equity side of clients' financial lives, given the environment that we're in today with a lack of stability relative to the tariffs, the geopolitical events, and whatever may come out as a result of some of the repositioning of the government workforce into a more private sector-based workforce.
I'm talking to Charlie Dombeck, founder and CEO of AxiomWealth.com. Charlie, as you know, House has passed the resolution on the budget. The Senate already passed something. So is it your anticipation that the Trump tax cuts will be extended and that we'll have a reduction in taxes? And if so, how do you factor that into the advice you're giving your clients?
So I think we're going to have a level playing field relative to what we've had for the last 7 or 8 years in terms of income taxation. So what is on the table now is that the Trump tax cuts from 2017 would be permanently extended. And there's a couple of adders to that legislation. Social Security tax, Social Security income would not be taxed. Tips would not be taxed. So there's some additional benefits. I think that's really good for the economy because it puts more capital in entrepreneurs and business owners' pocketbooks that gets redistributed into the economy, which ultimately grows our economy. So, but the bottom line is very successful Americans, professionals, business owners still pay sometimes as much as 50% or more of every incremental dollar they earn in taxation, even with the Trump tax cuts. So it's constant planning, constant advice. My work starts in October, where we have conversations with our clients during the course of the fourth quarter that allow us to make strategic changes that create savings. If your CPA is coming to you and telling you how much money you made, how much you owe, when will you file your taxes, and oftentimes telling you you have to write some very large checks at the last minute, that's not tax planning. That is tax projecting. And what we do is very different. We try to find ways to use the code to our clients' advantages to create savings, and those savings then get compounded into investment strategies that typically aren't available to the average financial investor, the passive investment real estate and some of the alternative strategies, in particular these hedging strategies that focus on key indexes that move in very distinct patterns when there's high volatility, as well as in private credit, which I like as an asset class that, again, is not available to the average investor.
Charlie, what's your advice to those of us in California where we have, as you know, the highest state income tax in the nation? And we also, depending upon your county, have very high sales taxes.
So my biggest advice is to find someone like myself, a CPA, that focuses on tax planning rather than tax compliance. So many of the CPAs out there tell you how much money you make and how much you owe. They focus on the debits and credits. They take your information after the close of the tax year and prepare your tax returns. What tax planners do is get all of your information before the close of the calendar year and create opportunities and suggestions on how you can create savings. And there's so many things that you can do that ultimately reduce the cost of taxation. The bulk of my clients, in terms of exposure to any one state, are from California because it's the highest, one of the highest tax states in the nation. It really revolves around planning. And this is not rocket science. Most CPAs get too busy with simply preparing tax returns, and they have no time to devote to planning. I chose to be very different.
I'm talking to Charlie Dombeck, founder and CEO of AxiomWealth.com. Charlie, we have 45 seconds. Can you talk to me in 45 seconds what you mean by off-market real estate?
So private placements are investments that are available to accredited investors, and there are sponsors throughout every state in the country. We happen to sponsor four or five different things that are available for investors to invest in. It's no different than opening a Schwab account or a Morgan Stanley account. You simply open an account and you place capital into a very specific investment, like a hedging strategy that we sponsor, like a private credit strategy that we sponsor, or maybe a real estate investment that we sponsor. Those are the things that small amounts of capital allocated to these asset classes do a great job of boosting investment performance and smoothing out the cycles that happen when the market tanks 1,200 points, 1,800 points in a day.
Charlie Dombeck, CEO, AxiomWealth.com. Charlie, as always, thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Great to see you, Larry. Thank you.
You got it.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Advanced Auto, Dolker Backo, Country Strong Fitness, and Red Sky Asphalt.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorados, let Larry know what's on your mind.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Why is the DOJ opening an investigation into the $24 billion that California has spent on homelessness, even as homelessness has increased? And a Democrat official refers to a parent organization, pro-parent organization, compares it to the KKK. Now, there is simply no other experience in the world like there is when you travel to Israel. The Holy Land is a life-changing event that I will never forget. One of the things I did when I was there was to interview a bunch of professors at Hebrew University, the Mount Scopus campus, and hearing why many of them who were from America decided to move and live in Israel. While travel right now might not be possible, it is important that we all stand with Israel and pray that this battle will end soon. Israel's journey is deeply connected to ours, and I hope to explore the beauty and spirit of this remarkable country one day soon again. Visit GoIsrael.com to learn more about all that Israel has to offer. I look forward to traveling back to Israel with my friends and my listeners as soon as we all can. Please visit GoIsrael.com for more information. Portions of the Larry Elder Show are sponsored in part by the Israeli Ministry of Tourism on behalf of the government of Israel. We're going to return to Lindy Lee. She's a longtime Democrat fundraiser, now discussed it with the Biden administration, and has begun to spill the beans of who's really running the Biden administration. But first, this just came down. Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that the Trump administration must facilitate the return of that Salvadoran citizen who was deported to El Salvador in March of 2025. There was a 2019 immigration court order protecting him from removal due to the threat of gang persecution. He was deported and is currently detained in El Salvador's maximum security prison. However, the administration acknowledged that the deportation was an administrative error, but said that the courts lacked the authority to compel his return from a foreign prison. The Supreme Court rejected this argument 9-0 and directed the Trump administration to take steps to bring him back. He is a El Salvador national. Abrego Garcia was arrested in Baltimore March 12, shortly after leaving his job as a sheet metal worker to pick up his 5-year-old son. The government had alleged that he was a notorious MS-13 gang member. However, in a court filing last week, lawyers for ICE admitted that he was mistakenly deported because of an administrative error. And the Supreme Court ruled that the Trump administration must facilitate his return right away. Garcia had never been charged with a crime, is married to a U.S. citizen, has a child with special needs. His lawyers deny any allegation of gang affiliation and argue that his continued detention is unjustified, and the Supreme Court ruled in the favor of him 9-0. Now, let's get back to Lindy Lee. She is the former Democratic fundraiser, very angry at the Biden administration.
Did. Actually, he wanted Biden to endorse him in the first tweet. There were two tweets, and separated by half an hour. But the fact that Biden endorsed her so quickly afterwards was because of James.
So what is the influence that James had over Biden? That
it's Clyburn had South over Carolina, Biden? That salvation. Because there would be no presidency were it not for Clyburn. And he kind of flies under the radar, but Clyburn is at every major fundraiser. I always see him at VIP events. He has his youngish-looking wife. I forget her name. And the two of them would just be there, like meandering the crowd. They're always there. I hosted Biden-Harris here in Philadelphia in February 2023. Clyburn was there. I raised $500,000 for them in September, right after the debate in D.C., and Clyburn was there. He's there everywhere, just exerting a quiet influence. And I'm genuinely shocked that the public hasn't caught on.
So what's the connection between Clyburn and what most people seem to think, or at least the people who are talking about this, which that it was this Pelosi-Schumer game? What's the connection there?
Clyburn was a Biden loyalist to the last. I bring up the Clyburn thing is because he is a source of a lot of the DEI that came out of the Biden administration. He wielded tremendous power. The people who most, you're right in that Pelosi, and actually Adam Schiff, another person who really wanted.
We'll find out more about Pelosi and Adam Schiff and their role in getting Biden out of the race, and who actually has been running the White House. All of this and more. 888-971-SAGE. Do not leave town.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
When you hear the term living better, what do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht. What about how you feel physically? How you wake up every day? How you sleep? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or even eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. So give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the top share cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-919-1441. 800-919-1441. 800-919-1441.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm honored to bring world-class breast cancer care right here to Reading at Valor Oncology. With expertise in advanced surgical techniques, including skin-sparing and nipple-sparing mastectomies, oncoplastic surgery, and hidden scar techniques, I focus on achieving the best possible medical and cosmetic outcomes for my patients. I also specialize in benign and malignant disorders of the breast and high-risk screening and genetic counseling, helping women to make informed decisions about their health. At Valor Oncology, you won't see a rotating door of doctors. You'll see the same expert team who truly knows your history and walks with you through every step of your journey. Your care is personal to us because we are part of this community just like you. If you or a loved one needs breast cancer treatment, ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because you deserve the best. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Ready, focused on you.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Later on, Department of Justice is investigating all the money that's been spent here in California on the homeless, even as homelessness has increased. And a Meta official, Undercover Tate, admits that the company has been using H-1B visa program, which he called a scam, to hire inexpensive foreign workers. Now, if you're living with everyday pain and you think you tried everything, I've told you about John from California and his Relief Factor story. He was experiencing the everyday aches and pains that keep many of us from enjoying our lives, started taking Relief Factor. Before he knew it, pain-free relief was on the way. What's your story? Why don't you try Relief Factor? You got a back, neck, joint problem? Relief Factor may very well be able to help. Don't let pain keep you from living the way you want. See how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement developed by doctors, can help you feel and live better every day. So call right now to try Relief Factor's three-week quick start for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. In 3 weeks or less, feel the difference it can make in your life. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Scott is in Manhattan Beach, California. Scott, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hello?
Hey, Scott, are you there?
Yes. Yes, Larry, my point is the Supreme Court has no control over what El Salvador does. They don't have any jurisdiction. If El Salvador says, wink, wink, we know you don't want them, Trump, but we're going to not give them to you, the Supreme Court can't tell El Salvador what to do.
You don't think Justice Ketanji Brown could get down there, pack a AK-47, and break him out of prison? You're right. What authority do they have? I mean, what power do they have? You can tell Salvador all you want. If they don't comply, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly. It's just ridiculous. The Supreme Court is way overstepping their bounds. He's out. He's an illegal alien anyway. The Supreme Court, I bet this is what I predict. Trump's going to wink, wink. You know, they're going to go, okay, we know you don't want him. Mr. Trump said, we're going to deny him to you. And Trump's going to go, well, you better give him. It's going to be all the show. And the Supreme Court's going to sit there with their thumb up the yin yang because they have no jurisdiction over what El Salvador does.
Well, Scott, thank you very much. But, again, according to at least some sources, he's not a gang member. He's not MS-13. You're right, in the country illegally, married to a U.S. citizen. So I'm not quite sure what his status is. But what power do we have to compel him to be returned to the country if the country where he is right now doesn't want to do so? Let's finish with the fundraiser, Lindy Lee.
Another person who really wanted Biden out. They worked hand in hand. And honestly, I wanted Biden out. And I'm going to be honest with you. I checked in. I texted Adam Schiff right before I went on Fox News Sunday, just like saying, here's a heads up. I'm going to ask if the president stepped down. Are you okay with that? You know, at that time, you know, I can't really, as a member of the party, you don't just freelance, okay?
Right,
I had a
right.
duty to make sure that everyone on the team knew what I was doing.
So did Clyburn have something to do with ultimately pushing him out in the most specific way I can possibly ask that?
Yes, in that he made his wishes known before Biden dropped out that he wanted Kamala Harris. That was very telling. And Clyburn, unlike Biden, is in full control of his mental faculties. He wouldn't say something just to say something. He picks his words very carefully. And the fact that he came out and said, if Biden drops out, I would support Kamala. Mm-hmm. The fact that he said that at all was a huge tell. And we all heard it. And that provided the quote-unquote permission structure mm-hmm. for the rest of us. He wasn't as obvious as the Schumers and the Pelosi's of the world. Of course not. But he definitely, at that point, we were all so fed up, so angry at Biden. And the only people who honestly wanted him to stay were those on his payroll and those with the last name Biden.
All right, and I do want to get to the Kamala portion of this, and you've really, I would say, uncovered a lot of the nonsense that we could all see was happening with the campaign and the ridiculousness of it, and then some of your own political evolution. But just to fully get there, do you have any insight into what happened on the day that Biden stepped down? I mean, was there a meeting? It seems that there was likely a meeting. I'm trying to word this totally correctly, that there was likely a meeting with Schumer, Pelosi, at least, and Joe and Jill Biden, and it seems that Joe Biden wanted to continue. That's what he told the ladies of The View. He did not continue. So do you have any insight into what happened that day?
That day, I don't think Pelosi was in person with him. I think Schumer had visited him days before, and it was much to his consternation, it basically failed. Biden was stubborn AF, as always, and he was sick throughout this time. So, mind you, there weren't many people visiting him. He had COVID. Also, that was a convenient excuse for him to hunker down. What I will say is people were kept in the dark about the timing of the announcement, including the highest echelons of the United States government. For example, Anita Dunn, whom I worked in close concert with, had no idea. She did a conference call that morning telling people that we would stay the course, that they would stay the course. And so she had only like a minute heads up that the announcement was coming. And I can't stress enough how high up Anita Dunn was. She was basically part of the council of presidents. Dave, we didn't have a president in the
right.
We had a council of these unelected people that you've never even heard of, and they're Anita Dunn, Mike Donilon, and Steve Ricchetti. Three of them were running the country. Most Americans, I would say maybe like 1%, if that, have heard of them, right?
So just to be clear, you don't know who was in the room when he made that final decision, if we're to believe
Steve Ricchetti, Mike Donilon, and his family.
Oh, so you do know.
Yeah, I'm just saying that Nancy Pelosi wasn't there on that day, yeah.
Got it.
And
okay,
by the time they hated her so much, they continue to hate her so much. I don't think it's something that can be amended at this point. There's so much animosity. And I also want to mention that Team Harris and Team Biden hated each other like throughout, not just the final year, but throughout.
So Team Harris and Team Biden hated each other too. And Barack Obama worked to make sure that Kamala Harris would not be the nominee.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true, people are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half every single month. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile want you to believe you need unlimited data so they can overcharge you. Here's the fact. Most of you are buying way more data than you will ever need. Pure Talk only charges you for data you actually need. Listen to this. For just $25 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data, plus hotspot. Do you know what you can do with 5 gigs of data? You can browse the internet for 135 hours, stream 1,000 songs, or watch 10 hours of video. Stop overpaying for wireless and get 5G coverage with Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say spend less. Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make switching easy. There's no contract and no activation fee. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month.
with Pure Talk.
The world is spiraling out of control. Financial markets are extremely volatile. Global conflicts are escalating and inflation is everywhere. How do you protect yourself when everything's uncertain? The answer is gold. Specifically, the 2025 1-ounce Gold Eagle in flawless NGC MS70 condition from Global Coin. It's a lifeline in these chaotic times. A rock-solid asset that has outperformed for millennia. Call 888-800-1045 right now to lock in this stunning coin for dealer cost. Just $3,199. Free shipping. No sales tax. Secure this tangible asset you can hold today. The first 100 callers get a free MS70 2025 Silver Eagle. Two U.S. minted legal tender coins to shield you from the storm. Global Coin stands by you with a 30-day return policy because your security matters. Go to globalcoindeal.com or call 888-800-1045 today. They're knowledgeable, professional, and trustworthy. No gimmicks, just incredible coins at incredible prices. 888-800-1045. Call before it's too late.
Babylon be damned, venture foreign land.
Hey, Larry Elder here. Enter to win a trip to L.A., sit in on my radio show, and have dinner with me to talk about my new film, Electric Vehicles, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Available April 22nd on SalemNow.com. Enter now at LarryElder.com/VIP. No purchase necessary. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. At a Colorado hearing about a bill that would remove kids from parents' custody if they misgender their child, a Democratic member of the Colorado House of Representatives referred to a parental rights group that she excluded. She likened them, that group, to the KKK. I kid you not. Number 46.
We'd heard from multiple witnesses that this bill has been worked on for over a year. I will say I learned about this bill yesterday. It was introduced Friday evening. I really am curious about how much stakeholdering went on both sides of the issue. And if parent groups that are not a part of the LGBT community, if they were involved.
A well-stakeholdered bill does not need to be discussed with hate groups. And we don't ask someone passing civil rights legislation to go ask the KKK their opinion.
But I agree. There's no reason to go to the table with people who are echoing the hateful rhetoric going around about the trans community.
So this Democrat, the female you just now heard, compared parental rights groups to the KKK to justify excluding them from the hearing. Unbelievable. And did you hear what Tim Walz said about Elon Musk, number 39?
I think Democrats supporting families, supporting the working class, supporting unions, but I think we have to separate and have a message here. It's okay in America to be successful. We should celebrate that when people are successful. What my beef is, once you get successful, don't be a greedy and not pay your taxes. Don't do that. Pay your taxes and do that. And let those young men who see this, now I would argue this, we're creating a false narrative for them that everybody is super rich and has Lamborghinis and life is easy. But that's what we're going to have to figure out in our society about social media and all those things. But I don't think we should be the party that demonizes someone because they're able to afford something or they're able to work hard and got something. What we should demonize is people like Elon Musk and those people that do that. And that's different.
What is your evidence that Elon Musk does not pay his taxes? He just implied that Elon Musk was a, quote, greedy B-word who does not pay taxes, close quote. Pathetic. I'm Larry Elder.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.